we all know, our health service is facing the perfect storm. We have patients and healthcare workers need our support. We need a realistic plan to protect Ireland's health. That's why Sinn Féin is proposing this $1.9 billion plan to protect capacity in the health service. And this will do a number of things. It will protect workers, give them a guarantee and certainty in their employment. It will also help to expand the physical infrastructure through space in the community, repurposing space in acute hospitals, expanding space at our hospitals through modular units, and leveraging at a cost capacity in the private sector. It's very much needed at this point in time. As we know, COVID-19 has exposed a decades-long failure to build the public health system that has enough doctors, nurses in bed.
As winter fast approaches, we have the conversation every year that more resources are badly needed within the health service, and yet again we are facing lengthy waiting lists.
Yes, look, pre-COVID our health system was already in crisis. Now it is under pressure on several fronts: overworked staff, COVID care, non-COVID care, catching up on delayed care, and a fast reduction in the capacity to meet all them demands. And now we have the looming winter flu. You know, and with a 700,000 people on the waiting list, and no doubt it will continue to grow, and us being possibly losing up to 20 to 40% of bed capacity, what we need now is proper investment in our health service. And this is a real emergency, and it needs emergency response. And I believe Sinn Féin's proposals will go a long way to address that emergency need.